We're talking today with Dr. Ron Scholer, of course, with the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission and of course, with the Great Plains Canola Association as well. As you take a look and talk to Heath and other growers, what are you hearing right now? Is this, we start warming up a little bit, hopefully get a little moisture. How's this canola crop really looking?
Well, coincidentally, Ron, I was in the field yesterday with Heath, and we looked at a lot of fields together. It's sort of a good news, bad news story. The canola looks great. The good fields look great. Not just good, but great. Now, southwest Oklahoma is a different story, but you kind of take I-40 north in the northern part of the state. Looks really good. Good stands. It's just coming out of dormancy. It's just beginning to bolt, extend that growing point. The problem is we're short of moisture everywhere. And just how long we're going to be able to hold this good crop condition without moisture remains to be seen. We're at least 3 weeks behind this with this crop compared to the last 2 years. And the reason we know that, of course, is we were starting canola tours next week to two previous years, and there are no blooms out there now, right. And just beginning to bolt. So we still are optimistic, but every dry day gives us cause for concern.
And I mean, crop weather updates, they're pretty pessimistic right now about the crop.
Well, here's the truth of the matter. We've been looking at the crop reports, and actually we've had a lot of internal and external conversations. What observers have to understand is ugly is not poor. And so when the crop was in its winter status, kind of hanging out there, there's still photosynthesis going on. The crop never really goes completely dormant unless we just get obliterated by a horrible winter, which did not happen, bad as it was. There's still green material out there. It's still photosynthesizing, just kind of hanging out, and then it begins its reproductive phase. But all winter long, the plants have had this old fall growth that browned down, still hanging on. It's going away right now. It's sloughing off. But as I think what we've seen, Ron, is as folks looked at these fields and called it poor conditions, they weren't poor. It's ugly. There's a difference. They may be the same sometimes, but not necessarily. And so what we understand from this is we still have a lot of education work to do. I will tell you, we have not been in this 30, 40, 50% poor condition that is being reported yet. Still could come, but we're not there now. Feel much better about the crop than maybe some in some circles have been reported.
So the real key, though, is the moisture, though.
The key from this point forward is the moisture. We've got great stands in most of the fields, not all of the southwest, as everyone knows. We lost some in the fall, but moisture is absolutely the key from here on.
Did we lose much with winter kill?
We lost some to winter kill where the crop was planted at the very tail end of the recommended planting season. Then we got the abnormally early cold temperatures, and we lost some of those stands. Those stands that had enough top growth to withstand that have done fine. We didn't lose. My opinion is, as an old agronomist, we didn't lose much to winter kill during the winter. What we lost to winter kill happened in the fall.